الله من الشيطان الرجيم. We seek the protection of God from Shaytan, who has been expelled away because of his arrogance and because of his defiance. He has been disqualified and removed from the kingdom of special grace and mercy of God. If we determine to avoid arrogance and defiance, and if we decide to have total reliance on God, definitely protection shall be granted from Shaytan. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We turn to Him and we ask for help and guidance, because we believe He is Allah, the absolute perfect being, the source of all goodness and perfection. And because He is Rahman, by His mercy and love we come to life, by His mercy and love we remain alive, and by His mercy and love we continue to grow and thrive. We turn to Him because He is Rahim. His mercy is endless. It depends on how much we can increase our capacity to be able to take in and receive more from Him. In my first sermon, I would like to begin the praise of God by quoting a riwayah which is narrated from the fifth holy Imam, whose birth anniversary we are now celebrating. In the tafsir of Surah Al-Ikhlas, he has been quoted to say that the word Allah means Al-Ma'bud Al-Lazi Lahul Khalq Wal-Lazi Ajaz Al-Khalqu An Idraki Mahiyatihi Wal-Ihata Bikayfiyatih. All praise belongs to God and God alone, because He is Allah. Alhamdulillah. Why? Because Allah is He who alone deserves to be worshipped. There is no other entity in the entire universe that has all the perfect qualities that can qualify any individual then to bow down, to praise Him, to obey Him, to thank Him, to turn towards Him for help, to love Him, to ask Him, to fear Him, basically to worship Him, other than Allah, the absolute perfect being. And also Allah implies the meaning that He is the Creator, and therefore He is all-powerful. He is the Creator because He is all-knowing. He is the Creator because He is the all-wise. The all-perfect attributes belong to Him and Him alone, and therefore praise belongs to Him and Him alone. But in His absolute perfection, Imam Baqir alayhi salam reminds us that He is so unlimited, He is so infinite, that it is impossible for any human being, from the lowest to the highest, forever being able to comprehend His true essence. Basically, He is indescribable in His true core essence. However, He does manifest Himself, so we can understand Him through His actions. We can understand Him partly through some of His attributes. For example, He is Ahad. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says that means He is Al-Fard. He is the Fard and He is the Mutafarrid. He is alone and He is unique, and He is matchless and He is peerless. Essentially, it is not possible for any entity to be unlimited, but that He has no other second to Him. The moment any reality becomes absolute, infinite, unlimited, there is no scope, there is no space, there is no existence phase where this first one ends for there to be space for a second to begin. Anything other than Him is under Him, is subordinate to Him, is subjugated to Him, is absolutely dependent on Him. Allahu Ahad. And Imam alayhi salam then explains the meaning of Samad, and we praise him not because only he is Allah, not only because he is Ahad. We praise him and him alone because he is Samad. Samad, he says, means Daimun lam yazal wala yazal. He is that absolute reality who is eternal, who is ever living and who is everlasting. There was no time when he wasn't there. There was a time when there was no time. Time is a reality associated with creation, physical, material creation. Before material creation, there is no possibility of time. There was a time when there was no time. And therefore he is ever living. And there will be a time when time will stop, when the physical creation comes to an end. How do you judge time? You want the earth to spin on its own axis. You want the earth to rotate around the sun in different seasons to get your ears. What about the time when the earth shall break down? What about the time when the stars will scatter away? He is the ever living, he is the everlasting, Samad, the absolute eternal being, and therefore praise belongs to him and him alone. Usikum ibadallah wa nafsi bitaqwallah. Community of believers, I wish to remind you and myself of the necessity of taqwa. We are prone to forget. We get so busy in our daily preoccupations, sometimes we forget our true identity is that we are slaves and there is a master. And that master has more authority over ourselves than anyone can claim over himself. And therefore we have to obey him and avoid disobedience. Believers, not only do I wish to remind you if we have forgotten, I wish to recommend to you, in case we claim that no, we do remember taqwa. Taqwa has no limit. We need to strive for higher limits. I wish to recommend you and to myself, always strive for higher levels of taqwa. Community of believers, I wish to command you and command myself, in case we come across temptations ever to want to disobey God and to obey shaitan. To disobey God and to obey the nafs. To disobey God and to go after the dunya. Remember that God is the all-powerful one and therefore can punish for disobedience. But at the same time, God is all-merciful. He loves us more than we can ever love ourselves. And therefore it would be foolish for me to follow my desires and abandon His command and His will for me. I would like to remind ourselves about the importance of taqwa by quoting a hadith from the fifth holy Imam. Imam alayhi salam advises his son, according to one report, it's the sixth holy Imam. If an Imam advises another Imam, obviously it's a reminder. But more important, the message should go for all. If the Imam needs reminding, what about us? The fifth Imam says, Ya Bunayya, Inna Allah khabba'a thalathata ashya'in fi thalathati ashya'. Allah has hidden three realities in three other realities. Khabba'a رِضَاهُ فِي طَاعَتِهِ فَلَا تَحْقِرَنَّ شَيْئًا مِّنَ الطَّاعَةِ لَعَلَّ رِضَاهُ فِيهَا. My son, remember God has hidden His pleasure in His obedience. Which particular act of obedience? Is it salah? Is it sadaqah? Is it jihad? Is it hajj? Which particular act of obedience shall finally qualify that we perform it in the correct way, with all the right conditions, with the right motivations, and avoiding all those factors that can nullify it, and finally not to brag and boast and be proud about it? Which particular act of obedience can then qualify to receive His total pleasure, such that that becomes our passport to paradise? We don't know. My son, therefore, beware. Do not underestimate and disregard any act of obedience. وَخَبَّأَ سَخَطَهُ فِي مَعْصِيَتِهِ فَلَا تَحْقِرَنَّ شَيْئًا مِّنَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ فَلَعَلَّ سَخَطَهُ فِيهَا. O my son, remember, Allah has hidden His displeasure in His disobedience. We don't know which act of disobedience can earn the displeasure and the wrath of God in such a way, then after that every other act of goodness is nullified. You dare, it's as if God is telling us, you dare, I created you, you're dependent on me. I blessed you, you depend for your bounties on me. I maintain you moment by moment. I provide you above your requirements. And yet you use my blessings against my will to hurt not only yourself and to hurt not only others and to hurt not only the surrounding and the environment and nature around you, but to hurt the future generations, to block the spread of truth. How dare you? You deserve to receive my displeasure eternally. You are damned. Beware, my son. We don't know which act of disobedience can earn the displeasure of God, which can then damn us eternally. وَخَبَّأَ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ فَلَا تَحْقِرَنَّ أَحَدًا مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ لَعَلَّهُ مِّنْ أَوْلِيَائِهِ. And He has hidden His friends, His beloved, whom He is proud of, whom He supports, whom He is unhappy if He is hurt. He has hidden them amongst His creation. We don't know who amongst Him has reached a status inwardly, where His faith is so humble and sincere, where His intentions of goodness are so proper, where His efforts to please God, to help His creation, are so pure that Allah loves him and therefore supports him. We don't know that person. And therefore, beware, my son, don't you ever humiliate, disgrace, disregard, abuse any one of my creation. Unless, of course, that creation happens to be one who performs evil and which we have to oppose evil. But generally, ordinary people, we don't know their true status inside. Beware, my son, do not humiliate. Allow me to address the elders who would prefer the Urdu language. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.